98.1 KZE MK with you on Friends Day, brought to you by the Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz. Perry Foster is my guest in the studio. I think this is your third Friends Day appearance.
Yeah, it is. Thank you so much for having me back.
Yeah, thanks for coming in today. How you been?
How have I been? It's been a wild few weeks, right?
Yeah.
As we've been talking about. There's so much going on. Ooh, I'm getting shaky just talking about it right now. Yeah, so I'm okay. I'm getting through. I'm playing a lot of music to help, and spend a lot of time with my family to help.
Yeah.
But there's also a lot of confusion and pain and everything going on too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I know. It's this weird balance of like continuing to live your life day to day and do the things that bring you joy, which in a way is an act of resistance.
Sure.
To not give up and to not, you know, lay down in despair.
I agree. I think we both have to fight what needs to be fought and also create the world that we're trying to create.
Yeah.
You know, and live in that space as well.
Really, I mean, that's what it is. When you are, you know, kind of a helpless, you know, I don't want to say cog in the machine, but when you are, you know, not in a position to influence things at the national level, the best you can do is influence things at the grassroots level. So
super local.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Exactly.
Really connecting with your community, with meeting each other, developing those relationships.
Yeah.
I completely agree.
Yeah. So musically, how are things going?
Things are going fantastic. This Friday, I'll be at the Return Brewery in Catskill for First Friday.
Nice.
Been playing a ton of breweries around. It's a beautiful scene up here. Valentine's Day, I'll be at Lasting Joy, which
beautiful.
Is always a fun place to play. Locust Grove Brewery at the end of the month. So a lot of good opportunities to play music in beautiful spaces this month. And
yeah.
I've been meeting a lot of beautiful people through this process. It's a really wonderful community to be making music in.
Yeah, yeah. And you have a trio project you've been working on as well.
Yeah, thank you. I have. It's called Let's. We're working on this instrumental music that combines Eastern European melodies and rhythms with the American Southwest as well. And it's this instrumental concert music that's also going into long form ballet and theatrical work.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about that.
Tell me about the name Let's. I've been wanting to ask about that.
Oh, yeah. It's this Yiddish word that refers kind of loosely to life of the party.
Okay.
Is sort of how it's translated to. But has its own sort of self-awareness in that a lot of the music is actually quite morose as too.
Okay.
Yeah, so we hold both spaces at the same time.
That's a complicated line to walk.
Yeah, sure.
But
I think we do.
I was going to say.
I'm excited for people to hear it. I think that it'll resonate.
If anybody can pull it off, it's you.
Oh, thank you.
Perry Foster is my guest on Friends Day. Would you like to grace us with a song?
Let's go. Yeah, sure. Thank you. midnight. Every time I wake, every breath will sound your name. Into the darkening world, can't stop it now, my girl. Oh my, 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 wish I could bring some light into your own.
KZE. Perry Foster is my guest in the studio today. I love that. What's that one called?
Thank you. It's called Tomorrow's Midnight.
Is that new?
That's new. I'm hoping to record it soon. Got some ideas for production. You should hear it with that trio we mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
We do a fun version of it as well.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah, I like that one. I like playing that one.
So you do some vocal stuff with the trio as well, or you just bring them into the studio for your music?
Just bring them into the studio sometimes, or sometimes if we have a gig and, you know, we gotta fill some time, maybe we'll throw some vocal tunes down as well.
Gotcha, gotcha. Yeah, that's terrific. You live in Red Hook or Rhinebeck?
I'm in Red Hook. I'm right around the corner. I get to walk by the studio all the time with the kids. It's great.
Yeah. Do you record in Red Hook as well?
There's a studio around the corner in Rhinebeck, the Clubhouse.
Of course.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place. I was actually connected with the studio through a parent relationship, and then it came out, oh, you do music? Yeah, I do music. Oh, and then this thing developed. I was like, wow. It's hallowed ground. It's amazing.
Yeah, the parent network is a cool thing. I am not one myself, but I have parent friends. And
the way that
seems really cool
develops is its own little mycelium. It's cool.
Yeah. Because, I mean, initially, I'm sure there's a lot of kind of interactions with people that you wouldn't necessarily ever interact with if it weren't for the fact that your kids are in the same class.
100%.
But then you end up probably building some really real friendships out of it.
You really resonate with some people. Yeah. Exactly. That you would otherwise have never crossed. Just, I suppose it's just like school, I guess, when we were in school.
Exactly. You kind of
get forced into those relationships again.
You get to relive that experience via your kids, except without the homework and the stress.
Yeah, thank God. Yeah.
Are your kids old enough for homework? Are they dealing with
that? My eldest is. They're doing homework for the first time really this year, you know, and they do a good job with it. And their teacher helps them out in a good structure. So,
okay,
support the education.
It's not stressing you out too bad?
No, I hope. It's not stressing me out. I hope it's not stressing them out too much.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I was a teacher as well for a minute.
Mm.
And so I see all sides of it. I'm like, oh, I see it as a student, how I felt about it when I was a kid doing homework, how I see it as a parent, and what I felt as a teacher, too.
What was your stance on homework as a kid?
I hated it.
Yeah.
Right? I just despised it. Except for a cool project. I liked if it was a cool paper or some sort of interesting project. I really liked to respond to it. But I feel it was helpful as a teacher to have had that experience as a student and see that, like, this is a lot of students really do not like this process.
I mean, yeah, I think we all should remember what it was like to be a kid when dealing with, you know, things that impact our children's lives. But I personally, like, not that I liked homework, I definitely, hated it as much as the next kid. But when it was something that was interesting to me, I did enjoy kind of the extension of the thing that I had been, like, grooving on learning that day.
I completely agree. I would get really jazzed at school and love to be able to take that knowledge further. What was something cool that you did in school?
I was big into English. I really liked writing, reading, anything like that. Also art. But I really, you know, when I think about it, like, I was more excited about, like, a writing prompt than anything else.
I hear you completely.
And I still love a prompt. You know, if I need to, like, do a piece of writing or, like, even write a song, the best way I can do it is to either give myself a prompt, have somebody give me a prompt.
That's great.
Yeah.
Do you find your prompt somewhere? Like, do you look somewhere for literally a prompt? Like, I'll search.
You know, I haven't.
Do you look around you or something?
The most prompts? Specific example I can think of off the top of my head was one of my favorite songs that I've written in the past, like, 10 years or so I think I was listening to the Felice Brothers, and I was like, I really like how they use specific place names, and I want to do that.
Cool.
So the idea was to, like, just write a song with as many, like, specific place names in it as I could, and I really liked the song that
came
out of it.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
What an amazing process.
Yeah. Do you ever do anything like that?
Definitely. Sometimes I'll try, whether it's in relation to another artist's song, but often I find I'll just look around me and try to find a prompt from my environment if I'm feeling like I need something to write about.
Can and that then, be anything? Like, could you do, go look around this room and be like, chair?
I think so, right? If I'm in a really creative space, I feel like I could, right? Because then chair means something else. Or you think about, like, oh, how the light hits the chair or something. And that's so, I don't know. But I can't say right now I
do. Oh, I'm not going to put you on the spot.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, no, I don't even mean that. I feel like, you know how it ebbs and flows. And I feel like when I'm really in a good open space, everything is inspiring.
Yeah.
Right? There's like truth to be found everywhere. And you're just like, oh, everything is a song.
Yeah.
But, you know, you got to be also be open, you know, and ready for that to flow through you, which is it's so.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard that, you know, I guess this is more like wisdom that I've heard and am regurgitating than something I've actually ever put into practice for myself.
But
like, if you're experiencing like a creative block, that the best way to get past it is to not think about it at all. And just, you know, try to just let it happen.
And just let it happen. Agreed.
Yeah. And like, go do other things. Do things that you enjoy. Take a walk, you know, take a nap, whatever.
Agreed. I think the analytical process can get in the way.
Yes.
Sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sometimes.
Perry Foster is my guest on Friends Day today from right here in Red Hook, New York. You have some music out that we can find.
Definitely.
Right?
You can find it under my name, Perry Foster, everywhere you stream music, Spotify, Apple, Bandcamp, you know, if you feel like supporting me directly.
Always like to shout out Bandcamp.
Yeah, for sure.
And of course, right here on KZE, you have many songs that I like to spin in the afternoon drive.
Thank you so much for that. Yeah, I recently got a really nice text from someone saying, oh, just heard you on the radio.
Oh,
so thank you.
Love it when that happens.
Yeah, that really made me feel good.
I really do. Every so often somebody will make like an Instagram story of like them in their car listening to their song on my shift. And I'm like, that's
like,
tough.
How great is that?
It warms my heart.
It's amazing that it warms your heart because I can speak as an artist. Just like, wow, the support feels remarkable. So thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for making good music. Would you like to play us another?
Let's do one more.
Yeah.
I suppose we're in the... Let us away and sigh and let
98.1 KZE, Perry Foster, my guest on Friends Day today. That was absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you so much.
Is that also new?
That's also new.
Yeah.
It's also new and it's also old. I feel like I wrote that, I first wrote it, I believe. Wow. 7 years ago. But it feels new. I play it almost all the time when I'm out, and every time I play it, it feels new because I feel like I've finally gotten it to where it needs to be.
Perhaps on the next recording?
I hope so. Yeah, I want those two I played today to be kind of the next release. I'm hoping to get those out soon.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah. Hit us again with those upcoming brewery dates.
Yeah, thank you. So this Friday in Catskill at Return Brewery, there's the first Friday going on. I'll be there from 6 to 8. Should be a fun night. And then if you're looking for something to do on Valentine's Day, I'm playing a list of all romantic covers at Lasting Joy.
Nice.
There's gonna be lobster on the table.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, for sure. It's gonna be a date.
Like so, lobster rolls or like?
I think lobster.
Like just lobster?
Yeah, I mean, you and I both have to check it out. I'm not sure, but don't take my word for it. But I think so.
Cool.
And then at the end of the month over in Milton at the Locust Grove Brewery on the 22nd, I believe it is. Which is another fantastic spot to check out. So please come see some music and create the space that we were talking about earlier that we all so desperately need together.
Yeah, just keep being who we are.
There we go, for sure.
Yeah. Perry Foster, check him out on Bandcamp, buy the music, go and see him live, and come back with the trio soon.
I really hope so. Thank you so much for having me.
We got your community bulletin board, and 502 is up next on KZE.